you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here, hello, we're here at The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly...
LiveParanormal.com.
Weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. She rocks!
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host. Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Celebrating her 9th anniversary as the Ghost Host, it's Sophia Temporelli right here on LiveParanormal.com.
The Ghost Host.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. And congratulations, Sophia, over 9 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM, and quickly approaching 10 years, a decade on air here on LiveParanormal.com in June. Amazing. And congratulations, Sophia, on all the people you've helped through the years. Fantastic show. Everyone, feel free to call into the show today, too, as well. 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. We'll put all the information, contact information on our guest and everything regarding the network here in the chat room. So feel free to jump into the chat room, and you're part of the LP family as soon as you sign in. Also, if you have any questions for our guest today, make sure that they're all caps so that we can distinguish between the regular chat and just pull those questions out from the chat room for our guest too as well. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week. And to all of our moderators, guys, thank you so much throughout the years for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed. You guys have been a real help to the show over the years. We hope everyone's keeping safe. Today, returning to the show is renowned televised psychic medium, life coach, inspirational speaker, broadcaster, and best-selling author Rick Hayes. Everyone visit lifesgift.com. That's lifesgift.com. Facebook at Rick Hayes Life Gift, or Life's Gift, plural there. Rick Hayes Life's Gift, and Twitter at Life's Gift 1. YouTube search, psychic medium Rick Hayes. And coming up, we have iWarp paranormal investigator Randy Liebeck will be on the program. They'll be on the 22nd. We have other people securing their dates too as well as we speak, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. And to stay ahead, like the Ghost Host on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guest as we learn of them real time. Also, too, like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new paranormal team investigative panel roundups on the weekends, spotlight radio too as well. And check out the page there, like it, so that you get all the current updates too as they happen. Memberships on Live Paranormal, they start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here. So for the members, autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, lithos, DVDs, they're all offered to the members here. And also, to support the vendors as well. So they keep the lights on and keep things going here on Live Paranormal. Tonight, starting on Live Paranormal at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, now on Kindred Spirits. He's monthly right here on this very network, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Dragai, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. And congratulating and bringing her in here too, the Ghost Host, and unmuting right now. There we go. Sophia, congratulations on 9 years of broadcasting here.
Hey, thank you. I can't believe it's already been 9 years.
Yeah, well, you know, you just got your second COVID shot, too, so congratulations on that. You're not some super carrier or anything like that, and so how did that go?
It sucked. I mean, you should still get vaccinated, but I got, like, every side effect. No one else in my family had any side effects. I got, like, every side effect.
I know, Mom and Dad, we were good to go, but yeah, your whole next day, the whole 12 hours, yeah, you really got hit hard with that. So, but they say that
happens.
Yeah,
even Grandma had no side effects.
Yeah, oh yeah, Grandma too, and I know, you got it pretty good there. So,
but
it's good to see you're all better. What's that?
It's the young ones.
Yeah, I know. You're the young one, and you're the one that got wiped there. So, but you got the Twitter. Everybody loves, you know, that you're doing well and doing better and everything. But you got these Twitters and Facebooks and all these different things happening. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L because my name is too long.
And tell us about our guest today. We're going to be calling him in just a moment. So tell us about our guest returning.
Today, returning to the show is renowned televised psychic medium, broadcaster, and best-selling author Rick Hayes. Rick is featured as one of the top 25 psychic mediums of America in the 2014 published book, The Top 100 Psychics and Astrologers in America, and named 2013 and 2014 Psychic Medium of the Year by the Paranormal Awards Association. Everyone visit lifesgift.com, Facebook Rick Hayes Life's Gift, Twitter at lifesgift1, YouTube search psychic medium Rick Hayes. Let's welcome him back into the show.
Okay, let me play the dialing music here. Let's see. Here we go.
I mean,
dialing away there.
Really good, not hearing that.
Hello.
Hey, Rick, are you there?
Rick. Yes, I was being quiet. I heard someone just singing away.
That was our dialing music we always play for our guests.
That's good.
Hey, Rick, thank you for
Thanks
coming
for coming
on,
on
today.
Sophia, it's so great to hear from you.
It's so great to have you back on. Thank you again so much for coming on. It's always great talking to you and hearing your stories.
I can you hear me okay, first of all? I hear you guys fine.
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay. I'm not at home today. I'm out of town, but I made myself very comfortable for this show. I was looking forward to it.
Well, we were looking forward to having you on, so thank you again for coming on. To start off, can you tell us a little bit about how you originally noticed you had an ability and how you began to develop it?
Well, it continues to develop, Sophia. I just share with everyone, you know, we're learning something new every day. Before we came on the show, I was thinking, I don't know when is the first time I was on your show, but I know it's been several years ago. And I know just like with me, you've grown so much in your field as well. And it's all because we're continuing to learn. And that's the same thing with my abilities. I mean, I recognize them, you know, I feel like we're all born with abilities to, you know, we have talents, skills, abilities we're born with. And, it, you know, it's a part of our past and our purpose. And we should apply it in some way. And so for me, I recognized my abilities early in my life. And just in the last, it's incredible for me to say this, but I've now been out in the public and been in the field now for almost 22 years. And I don't, I say that and then I'm thinking, why do I feel so young yet? I recognize my abilities been part of my life all my life, but it's been a really major part of my life in the last 20 plus years. But it's all about continuing to evolve. And I mean, that's what it's all about. So with my abilities, it's been the same. It's a continuing evolvement each day.
What is the youngest experience that you remember having with the paranormal?
Well, I recall early in my life, you know, I was one of those kids who had the so-called imaginary friends, you know, and I would say, no, they're not, you know. The earliest I can recall was probably around the age of five, maybe six, and I was actually seeing someone that I was being told was no longer here. And I said, you know, I was kind of confused because I was young and it was like, what do you mean? They're right there. They're standing right there. And they were in conversation. The adults were in conversation talking about how this person had transcended. I call the word transcended. You know me, I don't use the word death or dead because that means an end. We don't end in life. We just transcend to the next part of our life. So I recall that, you know, it was confusing to me, but this individual was just standing there and just watching all of us. And I thought, he seems okay to me. So then as I began getting older and I began having, you know, then I began understanding that what I was given was something to be able to recognize those in the next part of life. So that was probably my earliest. I probably had experiences before the age of five, but at my age, I can remember five. that was the earliest I can recall.
That's very young, and it's you know amazing that you had your abilities validated at such an early age. I mean, you know, you really grew up with this ability and gift. Was that ever, you know, kind of weird for you? Because, you know, a lot of people don't really believe in the paranormal or wasn't widely accepted years ago. Was that hard for you being a kid growing up and knowing, you know, hey, I'm a little bit different than the kids I'm in school with?
Well, at the beginning, I thought everyone else was like me. I just thought everyone, and I truly do feel this way, that we're all born with these abilities that as we're growing up, though we begin being told it's imagination, it's a coincidence, and we start blocking them. But we all have these abilities. So for me, it was confusing. It was a combination of being confused at first and getting an understanding. And then I was raised in the Midwest, so, you know, these kind of things you just didn't talk about. And so the more I recognized that I was seeing and hearing things that everyone else wasn't, I just mainly kept it to myself. And I did feel, I was more confused. I don't want to say I felt weird. I just felt confused because I've always walked my own path. I've always, you know, I was one of those kids that's like, well, you may be wearing this style, but I'm wearing this style because this is what I want to wear. It was, as I began, probably the hardest for me as I grew up, began growing older, is that it was hard for me to not being able to share and just keep things to myself and not talk about it. And as I got a little bit older going into high school, I started recognizing that was probably the best because I wanted friends. And I recall a good friend of mine, when he saw me on television several years ago, and he said, "Rick," he said, "I saw you on television." I said, "Well, it's great." And he said, "I didn't know you could do that." And I replied to him, he said, "How have you been doing this?" And I said, "All my life." And he said, "Well, why didn't you say anything to me in high school?" He said, "We're good friends." He said, "I thought we were best friends." And I asked him, I said, "Danny, if I would have said to you that I see someone behind you and started describing that individual, I said, what would you have done?" And I'll never forget, Sophia, he looked at me and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I probably would have not had anything to do with you because I would think you really, really weird." And I said, "That's why I didn't share it with anyone, because I wanted friends. I didn't want everybody to think there was something wrong with me." And so I just kept it to myself. And then, as you know, a little over 22 years ago now, I had an experience in my life that shared with me from another individual that I was being selfish. I was being selfish because I was given something to help others and share with others, and I was keeping it to myself. And whenever I looked at it in that perspective, I thought, this is the time I need to start sharing. And so for the last 20 years, that's what's been incredible in my life.
Well, it's great that, you know, you're sharing your abilities and really, you know, kind of bringing awareness to people who do have these abilities. What advice would you give to a child or even an adult that is struggling with psychic ability issues and, you know, just wants to learn more about themselves and how to develop?
Well, that's a great question. The first, and I do consult with parents who has children who are struggling with abilities and trying to find out, trying to feel confident with themselves. The first thing I share is that, and it's with abilities or without, you've got to grow with confidence. You got to grow with humble confidence. If you have, for example, if you have a music background, you know you're good at music, but you don't have the confidence to express it, to share it, then, you know, it's going to keep you. So the first step I share is for the parent is let them be who they are. Let the child be who they are. And don't go to the child, you know, if the child is expressing to you that they're seeing things or they're hearing things, two things here. Don't ignore the child. Because the child needs your attention, and that child needs to know and build that confidence to know everything's okay. The second is, once you find out your child has abilities, don't be harassing them saying, "Did you see a ghost today? Did you see anybody?" You know, you don't want to do anything like that either. Mm-hmm. So I usually recommend to the parent, first of all, to allow the child just to be who they are. Give them the confidence in knowing they can speak with you and you will believe in them, whatever they share with you. And then for the child, especially, I'm seeing a lot, Sophia, of a lot of kids that are 12 to 16, 17, 18, and they're recognizing they have something and they want to be a part of the group. They don't want to be looked like an outcast. So what I share with them is, first of all, understand you're unique. So no one's alike. So you're a unique individual. So be proud of that. Second is be patient with what you have. Don't try to force it. The third is, and you know, I got a lot of friends in the TV business, but I always tell them that you can watch those shows, but don't try to follow those shows. You be who you are. You know, if you see a psychic medium on the radio, on the television show, and they're doing it this way, that may not be the way you should do it. So you want to follow what you feel with your abilities. And then understand that you're not going to be harmed. You're going to be okay. And continue to evolve with it. Now, you can evolve with it where it will be a part of your life if you choose to. You can evolve with it where it will be privately for yourself. So and those that path will be guided in how you want to, how you utilize your abilities as well. So the two keys here for the young child or the young person is to be patient, build your confidence, mm-hmm. and know that what you have is okay.
Well, that's definitely great advice. I know it's definitely hard to do when you're young, regardless of abilities, but it's always good to, you know, try and figure out who you are as an individual and not, you know, like you said, when you were younger, you didn't follow the pack, and it's always good to just, you know, be yourself and figure out who that is instead of who everyone else is and trying to fit into that mold.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, not even talking about having psychic medium abilities, just being you. And that's mm-hmm. the whole key, you know. You were born to be you. You were born with a unique purpose. You were born to be you. If you have paranormal experiences, if you have psychic medium abilities, recognize that that's who you are, and be confident with that. Now, you don't want to be arrogant. You know, you want to be what mm-hmm. I call humbly confident. And so, and just allow your abilities guide you in the direction. What I found for me, especially in the last 20 years, Sophia, is that the last 20 years, when I allow things to fall into place based on my abilities, what path I need to take, what direction I need to take, and listening to them and following them more, it brings some incredible experiences. It brings some incredible rewards in your life, and it's something that you should feel when you recognize it. You should feel that it is a part of you.
Absolutely. And what advice would you give to someone going through home haunting issues? As someone who lives in a haunted house myself, you know, it can be very hard to figure out where to go from having these experiences to just trying to figure out, you know, what do you do next?
What did you do?
Well, the only thing that helped was leaving. I don't know, that's the best, like, advice.
Well, first of all, I share this, and I do. I've been to every historical place and every place that's, quote, haunted in America. And I've also been to, I've received several times a month, I receive individuals who is having some activity in the home. I just had one yesterday that was sharing that since she had a consultation with me, that she's having these loud knocks in her house, and we was doing a virtual session at the time, and she's wondering if something came in, you know. And that's it. And the first thing is understand that the home you're in is your home, so you have control mm-hmm. of your home. And so the next step is that understand that your home may have memories and experiences from others who lived there, or they mm-hmm. may have memories and experiences of the land that it's on. So, and they get to choose where they want choose to be. So there are times when they're giving us signs, those kind of signs where they're saying to us, they're saying, hey, recognize me, acknowledge me. And that's basically all they're wanting. They just want to be acknowledged. The key is to understand that you won't be harmed in any way as long as you maintain a positive mindset. I know mm-hmm. TV shows, you know, I got a good friend I'm thinking of as we're talking. It seems like every time he goes into a place, it's automatic negative, you know. And I'm thinking, I always think, well, what's he doing? Why does he keep bringing these negatives in? I mean, to me, when I go into places, it's like, okay, if you're going to be negative to me, you get out because I'm in control here, you know. So, but, yeah. And that's the key is to know you have control. If you have things going on, you have the control to say, okay, I acknowledge you. Now you can leave now. I live here. Respect me. And use that word respect. Or you can, if you choose to want to know more about it, just say, keep giving me messages and let me know. And know that mm-hmm. there's nothing to be afraid of. And so that's the two key things I share about if you're in a home that's having activities, is to know that you have control and know that you have the direction and where you want to go with it. I guess the third is you can leave.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I was nine, between the ages of like 9 and 11 when I was experiencing the activity. But yeah, I mean, it didn't really like stop for us. It was definitely hard. I was being stalked by the ghost, so it was very difficult at a young age, you know, to go through that.
Well, I'll give you a quick story, a quick experience mm-hmm. I had. I was in a place that was, and we were going down to the basement area. I don't know why it's always in the basement, but it seemed like it's always in the basement a lot for some reason. But we was going down the basement. As we were going down the basement, we had one of my buddies, Bill Chappell's ovuluses, and we was taking it down the steps, and one of my assistants started getting some very derogatory words on it. And immediately I saw the figure down the basement, and I immediately said, stop. We're not here to hear that. Stop. And it stopped. And when we got down to the bottom of the basement, it started up again. And I turned around and looked at this figure, and I said, we're not here for this. We're here to learn about this place. So if you can, help me leave. And I said it very directly and very firmly with respect. And I turned around to go into the next. It was an older building, and the basement was actually sectioned off with concrete walls. I was actually getting ready to walk. I was getting ready to walk into the next room of the basement, and suddenly this force pushed me up against the concrete wall, and
oh, wow.
I hit my head. And the assistant was in front of me, and she immediately turned around, and she said, you okay? And I didn't even stand up. I was still bent over, and I turned around, and I looked at that image, that figure, and I said, you leave now. And mm-hmm. my assistant said she saw this shadow go up the stairs and leave. So I share that experience because I want everyone to understand, because again, we tend to feel, because of what we see on television and all, that we don't have the control. They have control over us. That is just the opposite. If you respect them and you show you're firm and you give them what to be done, They will listen. Now, if you have one that wants to continue, then what you can do with that is continue to let them know that you're not in fear, and let them know that you are in control. And by doing those two things, you will be able to acknowledge those. I'm going to say this right now. I mean, I'm not denying there's negative energies on the earth, but mm-hmm. the majority of those around us are those that are enjoying the next part of life, and they just want us to know it, you know, like that place. We had other activity there as well. They wanted us to know about the house. They wanted us to know about the building. They wanted us to know what they did there. And that's what they're doing. I call them my tour guides. You know, when I go to places like this, who better to tell you about a place than the ones who actually lived there or experienced there? So they're the tour guides.
Absolutely. I mean, it's basically a firsthand account of whatever time period that.
Exactly. I mean, when I do private sessions, the majority of the time I will see them as a light, very elongated colored light. I've seen that all mm-hmm. my life. Sometimes I see them as shadows. But very seldom do I see them as what I call the full body apparition. In other words, they're showing me what they look like when they were here in the physical shell. I get that a lot if I go to historic locations. If I go to, I know mm-hmm. in a few months I'm going to be back in West Virginia at the penitentiary there. And the last time I was there, we had a good time, and we was walking through one of the cell blocks, and it was five levels of cells. And I was walking with a friend of mine down through there and just walking through, and it was dark, but just kind of walking through. And suddenly I had something hit me on the top of my head. And I grabbed my head, and the guy next to me, he said, what happened? And I said, look down on the ground. And he shined his flashlight on the ground, and there was this little rock on the ground. And I said, I think I just got hit by that. And he said, and about that time I looked up, and on the fourth level, I looked up there on the balcony area on the fourth level, there was three full-body apparitions, inmates. And they were standing up there, and they were just laughing at me. They was like, they were having fun. But the reason they showed me what they looked like is because they wanted me to know they weren't officers. They were inmates there at one time. And so a lot of times when I'm in places like that, they want me to see them so they'll know what time period they were there or what part of their experience was there, like in this case, inmates. And so, but I get that very seldom if I'm in just one-to-one, like if I'm there with you, if I was there with you right now, I wouldn't, and your loved ones came around, I wouldn't probably see them as full body. I'd see the light.
Well, it's really cool, you know, that you've had those experiences at historical locations and really, you know, kind of have been able to immerse yourself in different time periods through the spirits there.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. I mean, through my life, it was a little bit of a struggle because we always went on vacation and we go to these places and I would like see things, but I wouldn't even say anything to my family. I was just kind of like, okay, you know. I remember one time we went to in Springfield, Illinois, and I was still young, and we went to a home that Abe Lincoln lived in, and we went and we've been guided, and we came up to the next floor, and as we're going up to the next floor, as we came into this room, I looked over, and this standing next to this desk was this tall figure. And I looked and I thought, I think that's Abe Lincoln. and I couldn't say anything. And he was just standing there and he was walking, he was watching individuals go through his home and James just watching him. And I thought, well, what's he doing here? I know it's his home, but what's he doing here? Well, about that time, the tour guide told us, when we went over, she pointed over where the desk was, and she pointed at the desk and she said, and this desk is the original desk of Mr. Abe Lincoln. It was his desk where he spent a lot of his time writing. And I thought, Well, that's what he's doing. He's standing next to the desk, and he's very, very proud that everybody's going through his home and recognizing him. And so, but I couldn't say anything, Sophia, because I thought, if I tell everybody that I see Abe Lincoln, they're going to put me away, you know? So I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, it's still cool you had that experience, you know, and were able to see just kind of beyond the tour and just see into the past. I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
And it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And, today returning to the show is renowned televised psychic medium, life coach, inspirational speaker, broadcaster and best-selling author Rick Hayes. Everyone, join right now just to look up and play along. Visit lifesgift.com. That's lifesgift.com. Also on Facebook, Rick Hayes Life's Gift, and Twitter at Life's Gift 1, and YouTube search Psychic Medium Rick Hayes. I want to thank his assistant Rhonda, who we spoke about just a little bit ago too, for coordinating today's show. And approaching the late edition of the show, too, as well, feel free to call in 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LifeParanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Believe.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
Trying to unmute everybody right now. I'm trying to bring Sophia and Rick back in. I'm still trying to get Sophia unmuted there. Rick, quickly, is there something that sometimes, you know, psychics when they're on the show and they hear Sophia's voice, is there something you've gathered about her, maybe a direction or something with her?
Well,
and we do have
you,
her back now.
Okay. And now we can talk about her and she'll know we are. I got this during the commercial break. Sophia, I need to ask you. I keep being shown a set of keys. I keep showing keys. So do you have issues with keys? Do you misplace keys?
Not really. I'm usually with my mom, so she usually has the keys.
Okay, I'm seeing keys. I'm being told to relay to you there's something to do with keys, and it's like every time you're having an issue finding a key, someone is directing to find the key. I feel like this is a family connection as well. I also feel like it's someone that is actually it's going to be on your dad's side. So I feel like it's going to be, and I feel like it's another male energy that is like, I'm always helping him with the keys. So, normally what happens to me, they guide me and the person I can tell the difference between a male and a female. And then what happens is I can start being guided. And if it's a family connection, I feel a family connection. And then they take me mom's side, dad's side, and then they show me like levels where I can see if it's to the side, it would be your dad's like a brother, cousin, something like, but if it's above, it'd be someone above him, like a father, grandfather. And I feel like this is someone that is really, it's almost like when you tell me every time you're having a little stress, or like in a hurry or something like that, it's kind of like he helps you right away to know where the keys are. Okay, so you might tell your mom that she's having help too then.
I need to ask you,
are you in college?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm seeing something to do with a study for you as well, and I feel like this is going to be coming up then soon. And it's going to be something you're going to be studying. It's going to be like, I don't know if it's going to be a course or just a study, but I feel like it's going to be very helpful for you.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. I know on my dad's side, I never met my grandfather, but he was actually one of the ghosts, not the ghost that was stalking me, but he was one of the ghosts in my haunted house. He died before I was born.
Okay. Well, he's still around, and I feel like he's one of those you may want to talk about this after the show, but I feel like he's one that's I don't want to say structured, but it's like, okay, we have this at this time, we put this here, it's always going to be right here, this is where we place this, you know, it's always like that. I feel like he has that type of personality.
Yeah, my dad definitely could speak more to that.
Yeah, well she actually saw him.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, when she was real little, like a toddler, she said that she did see him visit her, like in her crib and like as protective. And again at our old house. Oh, go ahead.
Now, did you know him well?
No, it was my adopted father.
The reason I'm saying that is I feel like he's like, you didn't know him well, but it'd be good if you did know more about him.
Right, right. We do have a lot of letters from them that were in the house, and you know, there was a book
wow,
I was
okay.
putting together and everything, and yeah, going through
okay.
back to his wife. And
he was born in Italy, so most of the letters
oh.
are in Italian, and my dad doesn't speak Italian. No one does. And so a lot of that's a little bit hard to decipher.
And I need to ask you real quick as well. He's telling me something about, I think I'm going to your dad at this moment, but I feel like he's wanting to say that, I'm going to try to put it in the words, best words I can. He's trying to tell me to tell you that there was a little bit more to how he translated than what is on record.
Right.
So either he had another complication besides what they said, but there was something else besides what's on record. Do you know how
yeah,
he transmitted?
Well, he was a paranoid schizophrenic, and he was under county care. And then when he passed away, the coroner's report was completely conflicting with, you know, two different reports that we received. There was like, you know, it's kind of all over the place, but one of the neighbors said that he lost a lot of weight in like the final month, like possibly cancer or something like that.
Okay. Okay. Well, he's validating that for me, and he wants to acknowledge it. I know we're on a show, so we're not going to get into personal things, but he really wanted to bring that up. And also when you mentioned about his schizophrenic, right, the words I heard right away was, I'm released to that. I'm released to that. I'm released to that. So he's really wanting you to know
wow.
he's released of all that now. So he said really quickly, I'm released to that. I'm released to that. I'm released to that. So
wow.
And he's
wow,
around.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm going to share this with you. I feel like it's going to also, I think he keeps bringing up keys. So I think there's going to be something to do with your keys. I'm actually, he's showing me two keys on a ring. So there must be two keys that he's talking about. You guys are going to panic a little bit, think they're misplaced, but you're going to find them right away because he said, I'm going to be there to help you. I'm going to be there to help you. So you're going to find them really quickly.
Wow.
Well,
and also,
thank you
real quick, Sophia, I need to encourage mm-hmm. you with this. Are you looking at something to study? Are you looking at a course? Are you looking at something to get to know more about?
Not right now. I took a film class a while ago, and school's just not really. We are
okay.
cohesive.
I'm going to share this with you then. Well, I'm going to share this with you. When that opportunity happens, I feel like the door is open, and I feel like it'd be something that would be contributing to you. Okay.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. It was definitely an interesting class, and I learned some stuff from it. So. It was very informational, but
thank you. And your grandfather just shared with me. He said, either I think he's trying to tell me you don't need to shut your door at night when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Do you shut your door at night when you're sleeping?
No, I usually keep it open just after the haunted house
okay,
stocky and I.
Okay, he's,
yeah.
he's telling me you don't need to shut your door when you're sleeping.
Well,
yeah, it used to be the old
closet
door.
He would have been there in the house, so he would have been there in the old house, so he would have known, you know, the ghost from the other side. So I'm sure he kind of knows, you know, what I went through because he would have lived it too, just from the other side. So, I mean, it's amazing that you were able to connect with him and really, you know, tell my dad some stuff because
he hadn't talked
to him since he was nine.
Yeah. And when I get a connection list like this, this is their way of sharing with you. They're around you. They're helping you in your life. And, you know, even though you didn't get to know him, he's around and he's helping family. Okay. I almost feel
awesome.
Like he's wanting to express this today because he didn't feel like he was all part of the family because of his own struggles, his own challenges he had that you just mentioned. But I feel like he's wanting to recognize how he's being a big part of the family now.
Also, this past week, I kind of woke them up as I was leaving for work, and I couldn't find my keys. And there are two keys,
yeah,
a car key and a house
keys.
Key, and I left them in the wrong place.
Okay. Okay, that yeah. I mean, he kept showing me those keys. And when I say I'm showing, they're showing me, I see, feel, hear, and acknowledge them. And what they do sometimes to help me is I call them little picture postcards. They give me little visuals. And he kept showing me these keys. So when I get something like that and being repetitive like that, it's like, okay, they're telling me no, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, you know, I'm going to have to say it to y'all. So just to let you, so that could be a validation right there. So,
well, the day before I got out of the car and I just stuck them in an odd place. I don't typically stick them to deal with something real quick when I got out of the car, and just getting back towards the car and thinking I might be around there off a hunch, I just looked up in one direction and they were sitting right where the last place I'd sat them down where I don't typically set them, but and just in time to get in the car and go.
As I shared earlier in the show, we all have these abilities, so you're closer to them than I am. So when you feel that, when you feel someone around you, when you immediately always also share that you never want to second guess yourself. That's another thing we do. We have something happen, and we automatically say, "Oh, that's grandpa." Well, then immediately we say, "No, that was just a coincidence." That's second guessing and second thinking, second guessing. So your first thought is their way of saying, "Hey, that was me. I'm here. That's why you thought of me." And so just acknowledge that.
Yeah, I mean, my grandfather, I never met him, but I do know he was a very, very intelligent man. So if he was going to stick around and help anyone, it would definitely be my dad. Because I know he loved my dad a lot when he was a little bit more clear-minded.
Yeah, I just thanked him for sharing that with us. And of course, always share, he's not here with me, he's there with you. It's just a communication through the thought energy. And they're always in your presence. They're not with me whenever we're apart like this. So and when we get off the phone, just thanking for being apart.
Wow. I'll thank him.
Yeah,
thanks,
definitely.
Dad, for even helping me find the keys I needed to get to work.
Because I definitely wasn't going to be the one to help you find the keys at 6 a.m.
No.
Yeah, and don't
you
got to
have someone
me.
Helping you.
Yeah, don't call me because, you know, I shut off. I'm totally shut off at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I totally forgot that even happened. I didn't even know how he found the keys because it's 6 a.m. And just drive yourself somewhere, but take it out without me. I'm trying to sleep. But, yeah, I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but you're an author, so can you tell the audience a little bit about some of your books and where they can find them?
Well, I haven't written in a few years. I have written, but I have not written books, but I have books out. You can get them anywhere. They're at Amazon, books, Barnes & Noble. Any bookstore, they're available. It's been several years, and my publisher keeps saying, "We need another book. We need another book." And it's like, "Okay, give me time, and I'll write the book." I have a book I've been working on for about 2 years right now, and I'm thinking maybe next year I can get that out. It won't be this year, but the books can be available at any bookstore, Amazon. I've got my own page there on Amazon where you go to that and take a look at the books as well. I've written those books for a reason. Each one was for a reason. I don't write just to write. There is a reason for each book, so they're available as well.
Well, definitely, you know, it's great to get all of your knowledge out there and help everyone who's interested in the paranormal and psychic abilities. So it's really great that you are writing books and have in the past. And I'm sure your publisher is definitely looking forward to your future books, too.
Yeah, I've been asked what the book's about. The one I'm working on, I don't want to call it an autobiography, but it is a semi-autobiography and it talks a lot about the experiences I had and you know, in my life and how I got through that, through those experiences. Some of my thoughts as I grew up and today. So it's going to be a book that I feel like when the time's right, it'll be completed. And then it'll be published and it'll be out and it'll be the whole key of why I write and do what I do is it's going to be a book that will help someone in some way.
Definitely. It's always great, you know, to just help people like you did my dad, letting him know that his dad's still around. It's just really great to, you know, hear from loved ones, even though they may have passed on a year ago, 2 years ago, or over 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I just got the red roses. So the red roses is a symbol for me to express love to y'all from. But he's also, as he did that, he said that from her too. So I don't know if he's talking about his wife, but he said it's from her too.
Oh, wow.
Maybe like my great grandma or something. My middle name is her first name.
He said to me was it's from her too. So it's like he gave me the red roses. I've been getting a lot of symbolism like that in the last few years from them to help me. I think a lot of it has to do with because I've gotten older, you know, and they're saying this guy's getting older. He needs all the help he can get, you know. But I just got that for y'all. So, and I actually got, and I don't know, there was always this significance. I actually got 9 red roses. So I don't know if 9 is even, it could be connection to 9th month, 9th day, and a 9th of a month, there's some, or 9th year. There's something about a 9 as well. Okay?
Oh. Well, I mean, the last time my dad saw him, he was 9.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and also, my grandmother, you know, of course, she was in Rome, and when she found out about his condition over here, it just broke her heart, too, that she was worlds away. So I think I've always felt that.
Well, on that note, I'd like to say on my bucket list is to visit Italy. I've never been to Italy, but I want to go there someday, and I will. So
yeah, it seems like a beautiful place. You don't have a little version of my dad running around terrorizing the locals. So that's always a plus.
Yeah, when I was little, yeah, running around. Yeah, you got to get there.
Well, I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews, virtual events, investigations, or anything else that you would like to mention?
Oh, wow. I was kind of grounded because of COVID last year. And I kind of enjoyed it because I got to stay home, you know, quite a bit and work on a lot of projects I've been wanting to work on. But this year we're hitting the road again. And so we're traveling all over the country with what we call the Connections Weekends. I've been invited to speak at different events as well. But we also have our own, which is the Connections Weekends, and those are going to be throughout the country. And then also I'm doing virtual group sessions. We're going to start those, I think, in July is when we're going to do. We got the program, we got it all set up, so we're going to be doing that. There's just a lot going on. The best thing I always recommend, if you want to know what I'm doing, just go to the website lifeskip.com. or any social media where you got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they'll be there. You can see where I'm going to be. If I'm in your area, I'd love to see you. So come to see me.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you as always, and I would love to have you back on in the future.
Well, you know I'll be here, Sophia. You know, all you got to do is say the word, and I'll be here because I enjoy your show. I always say this, I know I do, but it's amazing how fast the hour goes when we are having our conversation.
Yeah.
It just flies. I mean, it just absolutely flies. So,
I wanted to say too that as we were saying that, and you mentioned she's here too. I was looking at the closing out the show every week. I play Debbie from Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, and she's the one that connected us with you for the first show. So.
Do I have 1 minute to share something with you?
Definitely.
Her and I were very close, and I was very honored that her friend, after what happened, her friend contacted me, and Debbie said that she had a special recorder that she used on shows, and she said, I want Rick to have this. If anything happens to me, I have Debbie's recorder that she used on shows, and so I'm very honored with that. But she's been just about a month ago. I was at a location, and I was going through it, and I was just going through it just to visit, And all of a sudden, I heard Debbie say, we need to come back here. And I got goosebumps and chills because I knew right away it was our sweetheart, Debbie, you know, and it's like, oh, my gosh, Debbie, yes, we absolutely will. And she said, okay, love you. And I just like, I got tears in my eyes because she met some best man. I got tears in my eyes, and it's just like, and to me, it showed that she is still working with us and still doing what she did great with. But she's also expressing how she wants us to continue to learn and to continue to do what we're doing as well. So I need to share that really, really, really quick because that just happened about a month ago, and I was just like, I was just like in numbness the rest of the day.
Well, wow, she was and is an amazing person.
Yeah. Yeah, she will. She'll never be forgotten, that's for sure.
No, definitely probably one of the sweetest people you could ever meet. So funny.
Yeah.
She was just great.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Again, it was great talking to you.
I thank you. As always, share. Keep being you and keep being the path that you're to do, and also keep believing. Wow,
absolutely.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You too,
bye.
Rick. Thanks. And also, if you listen for another 30 seconds, we're about to hear Debbie's voice close out the show. But fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Rick was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Remember, visit lifesgift.com. That's lifesgift.com for Rick Hayes. Also, too, for all of his titles are listed, too, there as well, and on Twitter, @LifesGift1. That's @LifesGift1, and also on YouTube, Psychic Medium Rick Hayes. Coming up, we have IWAR Paranormal Investigator Randy Liebeck coming to the program on May 22nd, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and here's Debbie.
Hi, this is Debbie as Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.